我们用生命的突破谈人生的喜乐做主轴来谈腓立比书。
And so we're discussing Philippians through the joy of life from the breakthrough of life.
我们谈几个主题。
And we are discussing several topics.
我们谈肉突破肉体的桎梏。
Is breakthrough of physical hardship.
突破批评的痛苦。
Breakthrough the pain of critics.
突破生死的挑选。
Breakthrough the choice of life and death.
突破孤高的阴影。
Breakthrough the shadow of arrogance.
我们昨天谈到突破徒劳的服事。
And then yesterday we talked about breakthrough the labor in vain.
我们做圣工有时候会徒劳。
And sometimes when we labor, we labor, we become tired.
因为我们是神所栽种的田地，所建造的房子。
Because we are the field of God that is tended, and the house that God is built.
那房子有时候会经过火炼。
And sometimes houses go through trials and fires.
我们看哥林多前书三章十二节。
And if we look at 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 12.
哥林多前书三章十二节。
1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 12.
三章十二节。
Chapter 3 verse 12.
若有人用金银宝石草木禾秸在这根基上建造。第十三节。
Verse 13.
个人的工程必然显露。因为那些日子要将它表明出来，有火发现，这火要试验个人的工程怎样啊，所以火总是会来的。
And so fires inevitably come.
患难没有歧视。
Discrimination. There's no discrimination among catastrophe.
信耶稣的会得癌症，没有信耶稣的也会得癌症。
And believers and non-believers alike will all.Be diagnosed with cancer.
信耶稣的没有信耶稣的车祸，信耶稣的也会有车祸。
And believers and non-believers all will face car accidents.
我们人为妇女所生，日子短少，多有患难。
And so man was born of a woman, and even though the days are short, they are full of suffering.
所以如果我们只用甜的给慕道朋友来吃火一来它就被烧掉了。
And so if we only offer the sweet to the true seekers, when the fire comes, they will be burnt up.
在我们牧会的过程当中常常看到很多这样子没有长大的一个田就是植物没有长大，或者是房子被烧掉。
And many times we see many people who have not grown up, or their houses have been burned by fire.
我记得我在东部那时候当在工作的时候一位同龄突然之间就不来聚会了，到如今都没有来。
And I remember when I was still on the East Coast, when I was still working, there was a coworker, a holy worker, who just stopped coming to church till now.
A member.
他们
家经济不错。
And his financial situation was pretty good.
他们家有很多的古董跟他也就是珠宝他没有放在银行结果他一来聚会，小多就光顾他们的家。
They had a lot of antiques and a lot of jewelry that was stolen by thieves.
他很不了解为什么我来聚会神没有保佑我。
And they couldn't understand why did I come to attend service and God, but God did not protect me.
这是什么样的神呢？
And what kind of God is this?
我不拜你了。
I did not worship you
anymore. 到如今他也没再回来啊。
And he still has not come back.
那在那段时间呢，伊丽莎白的一个附近有个城市来了一位庄以基杰他是一个外教会的传道人。
And at that time, near Elizabeth Church, there was a minister from another church.
他在一个地方宣道，很有那种所谓他们所谓的灵恩的能力。
And as he was very good at evangelism.
我们的教会同龄也有的跑去。
And some of our members went to attend.
在那边禁食，被那些神奇的作为吸引了。
And they went there to fast, and they were attracted by the miracles.
那时候你看他们的报道，真的那个牧师我说你们笑，大家都笑，一排一排笑这样子。
And if you look at the reports, and the minister tells the people to smile, they all smile.
Not smile, laugh.
Oh, laugh. Then they all start laughing.
哭，每一排都开始哭这样子。
And then if I told them to cry, then they would all start crying.
真的是有一些。其实不是从神来的工作，很多人都搞混了。
It is actually not the work from God, but many people were confused.
所以我们真的要懂得怎么样栽培，才不至于流失。
And so we must find a way.
不至于徒劳。
That we would not labor in vain.
所以我们每个教会要有慕道班的设立。
And so many of every church have a true seekers class.
让他们在真理上能够扎根。
So that they may be deeply rooted in the truth.
他们受洗的时候更有基础。
And so that they have more of an understanding when they are baptized.
那这圣经跟我们讲其实我们所栽种的田地这些帮助的人这个是我们所他们的信心是我们奉献的祭物。
And actually, the people who we have tended to, they are actually a sacrifice.
我们来看腓立比书的第二章。
If we look at Philippians chapter 2.
第二章的第十七节。
Chapter 2, verse 17.
二章十七节。
Chapter 2, verse 17.
我以你们的信心为贡献的祭物。所以弟兄姐妹的信心就是工人贡献的一个祭物。
And so all of the members' faith is a sacrifice on the pastor's, the minister's faith.
我们看罗马书十五章十六节。
If we look at Romans chapter 15, verse 6.
16. 罗马书十五章十六节。
Romans chapter 15, verse 16.
十五章十六节。
Romans 15, 16.
使我为外邦人做基督耶稣的仆役，做福音的祭司，教所献上的外邦人，因圣灵成为圣洁，可蒙悦纳。我们传福音给别人那如果那个人来信耶稣因为圣灵因为宝血干净，因为圣灵蒙悦纳，那我们就好像是把他献成一个蒙神悦纳的祭物一样了。
And so when we go out and preach the gospel and they are baptized into the true church, it is like they are an offering of the Gentiles that might be acceptable.
所以我们这是这跟旧约不一样的，旧约是献动物为祭
And this is very different from the Old Testament where they offered up animals.
我们是建立别人的信心，用这样来做祭物。
And so we make a firm foundation of other people's faith, and that is our offering.
我们常常想这是一个最有价值的工作。
And so we often say that this is one that is very valuable.
因为你看到真的来相信耶稣的人他们有一种生命的成长跟生命的转变。
And so we see that when people come to believe, they have a life change and
they're
transformed.
你看到那些真的嗑药嗑到没有头发的，来信耶稣不嗑药了。
And we see that there are some people who are addicted to medication to the point where they lose all their hairs.
或者是本来婚姻不好的来信耶稣婚姻又和好了。
But after they believe in Christ, they are healthy without any addictions. And there are those who have bad marriages coming in, but God has healed their marriages.
你真的会心里很喜乐。
And you become very joyful.
所以我们每一次传福音都有一些期待，就好像我们每次种一棵花草都有一些期待一样。
And so when we preach, there are many expectations, just like when we plant flowers.
大家会不会被那个服侍的那个兰花草唱？会不会唱兰花草我昨天弹一些民歌，我们这一代人是。
So we're gonna.
兰花草知道吗？我从山中来，带着兰花草，种在什么小园中。期待花开早。
I come from the mountains and I plant flowers.
再来呢？一日看三回，看到花时过，兰花怎么样？却依然苞也无花也无一朵，苞也无一个。真的有时候我们在建立信徒就像这种心情好像从山中带一个兰花来栽种。你很期待它开花，看了半天花不开，你觉得怎么会这样子？
And so when we preach the gospel, it's much like this, that sometimes we bring flowers from the mountain to plant, but then we, as much as we wait for the plants to grow, they do not grow.
但是当你看到春花开了满庭花处处
But when the flowers start to blossom,
那添得许多香，就觉得哇，那个弟兄姐妹的信徒被建立了，你心里真的很喜乐。那因为你把它献给神了。所以神也能够得到神的悦纳。
And so we see that when the members' faith are deeply rooted, then we become this is our offering to God.
所以传福音是一件很喜乐，看到别人成长是一件很喜乐的事情。
And so preaching the gospel and seeing members root their faith is a very joyful thing.
就像你看到你的孩子成长，看到你种的花朵成长，你很喜乐，人家都写诗。来描写他的心情。
And just like as we watch our children grow, our flowers grow, then it becomes a very
joyful thing. 因为你很爱这件事情，所以你做死都甘愿，真的。
And because you love it, you would work as hard as you can.
所以我们再来读二章的十七节。
And so if we return back to Philippians chapter 2 verse 17.
我以你们的信心为贡献的祭物，我若被浇奠在其上，也是喜乐。所以保罗的喜乐来自于我把你们当成祭物献上去，对？那我像一杯酒啊，倒在那个素祭上面啊。这个我也是喜乐的啦。
And so Paul says that if the member's faith is an offering of sacrifice, then he is the drink offering that is poured out, and he is joyful and glad about it.
什么叫做交奠啊？它翻译成 drink offering。我们来看一下利未记的二十三章十三节。
And if we look at Leviticus, we can see what a drink offering is.
利未记二十三章十三节。
Leviticus chapter 23 verse 13.
二十三章十三节。
23 verse 13.
二十三章十三节。
23 verse 13.
铜线的素祭就是调油的细面依法十分之二作为馨香的火祭是献给主的。铜线的奠祭要酒一馨四分之一。所以他们那个有些祭你要铜线一些什么呢铜线一些酒啊你要把酒倒在祭物上面呢那个祭物就变得很香。
And so for an offering, it must often be accompanied by something, and which is often wine, so that when it is accompanied by wine, the offering becomes very fragrant.
保罗说，你如果是我们信心献上那些祭物，我就是那一杯酒了。
And so Paul is saying that if your faith is being offered up, then the accompaniment would be I would be.
酒倒下去了，你可能怎么样？听到不是油了，油就滋一声了，
And so
好了。
If you pour wine on there, what kind of sound would it make? Would it be simmering?
也许看到烟上来了。
Maybe you see some smoke rise.
你闻得非常的好。
And it'll be very fragrant.
其实我们工人的服饰就好像一阵烟一样了。
And actually, the work of the workers is just like a
smoke. 就好像约翰说的，我只是一个声音。
And just like John says, that I'm just a voice.
我是旷野的声音，我本身没有什么。
I'm just a voice crying out in the wilderness.
我可以，我可以投入，但是我自己可以不存在。
I can invest, but I myself do not exist.
但是他说，他以这样做喜乐，我自己没有了，但是我只要投入，能够被人家闻出那个美好，我就喜乐了。
And so Paul says that I am nothing, but as long as I am a drink offering being poured out, and if someone enjoys it, then I am joyful.
我们中国人说，我们要牺牲享受，享受牺牲，就是这个道理。
And so in Chinese, they say that you must sacrifice to enjoy.
是真的哦。你当你把自己倒出来的时候呢，你也看到别人的进步，也看到神的悦纳啊，你自己很享受这样的工作。
And so when we see ourselves being poured out, we see other people enjoying it, and it becomes an enjoyment ourselves.
其实我们说爱神，爱神怎么爱神，就是对人有帮助嘛。爱人就是爱神呢。
And so when we say that we love God by loving man.
因为雅各说，你怎么可以说你爱神不爱人呢？你爱不能去爱看得见的人，怎么或说你爱看不见的神呢？
And so in James it says, how can you love God if you do not love man? How can you not love the man that you can see with your eyes, but the invisible God?
因为你爱人呐，是手。心是向下的，爱人助人本身就是一种快乐的过程。
And so loving man it should be something that is enjoyable to us throughout life.
因为你很快乐你做得很起劲啊。
And because you enjoy it, then you joyfully do it.
所以昨天那个传道人跟我们说，他玩那怎么样？他孙子的臭臭的东西，他也怎么样？他也觉得没有什么嘛，对不对？
And so someone shared last night that even though they handledThe smelly stuff of his grandchildren, it didn't smell like anything.
那个我祖母小时候，他就讲这样的话，我就觉得很奇怪。他说，我祖母就说，我孙子的尿布都不会臭。
I remember when I was younger, my grandmother used to say the same thing that she used to say, my grandson's diapers do not smell bad.
有很多人都勉励我们这个做丈夫的要帮忙换尿布，会有很好的回忆的哈。
And so many people encourage those who are husbands to help their wives change diapers, and they will have.
请问在座曾经换过尿布的，请举手。做爸爸的。
So how many of the fathers here have helped change diapers?
我们这边很多标准爸爸
And we have many good fathers here.
我不晓得为什么我小时候看到尿布就怕，我有尿布恐惧症。
I don't know why. When I was younger, I had a phobia of diapers.
所以我总觉得这个尿布是太太的事情。
I used to think that, oh, diapers are the business of a wife.
所以我 miss 掉很多。
And so I missed out on a lot.
那你有爱你就会觉得很喜乐。
But if you have love, you'll feel great joy.
这次的 传道者讲习会 有一些工人来帮忙煮饭。
During the minister's workshop, there were some workers who came to volunteer to help cook.
他们拿假期 从不同的地方飞到太平洋去帮做这个工作。
And they used up their vacation time to fly to Pacifica Church to help with the cooking.
那我就注意到、我们在拿饭的时候，他们就站在厨房后面一直看我们。
And so I noticed that whenever we went to get the food, they would stand in the kitchen staring at us.
我说你们怎么不一起吃呢？
And then I asked, why don't you join us?
我看到你们吃，我们很享受呢。
And we,
他们说的啦。
That we enjoy watching you enjoy the food.
就好像你做出一道美好的佳肴、人家很欣赏很享受这样子。
And it's just like you've made something that's very wonderful and people all enjoy it.
你有爱在里面、你真的会享受你的工作。
And if there is love, then you will enjoy your work.
我觉得我们说过世上的人、常常为一个理想为一个主义为一个精神他也可以牺牲自己像一杯酒被倒出来一样。
And so we know that in life, many people are willing to sacrifice themselves for an ideal and hope, and just like a drink offering being poured out.
你看那个日本的神风特工队、第二次世界大战的神风特工队。
We look at the Japanese, they had the kamikaze pilots in World War II.
他们也是可以为那个天皇效忠的、
They're willing to die for something.
For emperor.
For the emperor.
他们知道打不过美国人、那个飞机就去撞美国的航空母舰，是不是？
And they knew they could not overcome the Americans, so they would suicide fly into American.
那撞之前要他们什么喊出来？日本万什么？日本万岁！天皇万岁！是这样子的。
And so they would have a cry before they crashed into the tankers.
他们乐意把自己为他们的天皇倒出生命来。
And so for their emperor, they were willing to sacrifice their lives.
那你看现在这些恐怖分子。
And if we look at these terrorists,
也是一样啊。你知道那恐怖分子的爸爸、那个孩子为了恐怖分子、那就是恐怖分子、他牺牲了他爸爸在门口摆花摆就是把花放在他们的门口、
And so the fathers of the terrorists, they would put out flowers in front of their doors.
然后请客啊，摆宴席请客啊。
And then they would have a grand feast and invite everyone.
为什么他这样做呢？
And why would they do that?
你看我儿子为阿拉死了，这么光荣，你看看没有？
And they said, it's so glorious that my son was willing to die for Allah.
很多人他们可以为他们的一个理想，什么都可以捐出来的，什么都可以奉献出来的。
And some people, they are willing to sacrifice anything for an ideal.
但是我们有时候，我们信徒有时候不一定有这样的心呢、
But sometimes the members do not have the same heart.
所以有一个我们以前大概提过吧，有一个弟兄问传道说，我可不可以把我第三个儿子献给神来用？
And there was one time a brother asked the pastor if he could sacrifice his or offer up his third son.
传道问他说，你为什么不献第一个跟第二个呢？
And then the pastor asked, why don't you offer up the first two?
不行啊，我第一个当医生，很会赚钱呢。
I said I can't because my first son is a doctor and he makes a lot of money.
第二个当律师，这个我太舍不得了。
And the second is a lawyer, I just can't give him up.
第三个不会念书了，这个是 Q 岗没有用的啦，可以去当传道。
The third one is not very good and not very studious, so I thought I'd offer him up as a pastor.
这个跟这个人家人 terrorist 的爸爸这样的心都有不一样的地方哦。
And so this heart is very different from that of a father of a terrorist heart.
所以我们要以服事作为喜乐。
And so we must find joy in our service.
被浇奠作为喜乐。
And so we must be a drink offering.
不晓得弟兄姐妹以什么做喜乐
And so I do not know what you guys use as a joy.
我们继续来看
as a joy.
18节。
And if verse
18, 17节说，我被浇奠在其上也是喜乐，并且与你们众人一同喜乐。十八节
，verse 18,
你们也要照样喜乐。请念英文十八节。
For the same reason, you also be glad and rejoice.
For the same reason, 什么 reason?
And what is this reason?
我已经把自己当成奠祭了，对不对？你们也要把自己做成奠祭。For this reason, for the same reason.你们也要把自己献上，因为这样子你们也会喜乐的啦。
And so, just as Paul is being poured out as a drink offering, so everyone else should be poured out as a drink offering.
所以弟兄姐妹，真的，我们以什么为乐呢
？And so, what is our source of joy?
我们可以人间可以以很多事情为乐了
We can find many sources of joy.
我们 我常常听那个打高尔夫球的同龄在谈高尔夫球，也是很快乐啊。
And I hear sometimes many of the people who play golf, they find golf to be a source of joy.
有个弟兄跟我讲，他这辈子哈，因为他退休了，我只要有两件事情，我这辈子就很满足了。
And I heard someone say that when they retire, they only need two things to be very happy.
第一个就是割教会的草坪。
First is to mow the lawn.
第二个就是打高尔夫球啊。
And the second is to play golf.
真的，他退休大概就做这两件事情而已啦。
And these are the only two things he wants to do after retirement.
我听说他们得到高尔夫球场啊，边打会边背圣经呢。
And I heard that while they're golfing, they still repeat verses from the Bible.
第一个会说，主领我到青草地上啊，把我带到可安息的水边，哦，出去了。
And then they'll recite, the Lord leads me by in green pastures, and then they'll swing their golf club.
第二个会说，主的杖、主的杆都安慰我，扣也出去了。
And the second one will say, thy rod and thy staff comforts me, and then they swing.
第三个不晓说什么，说，哎，基督精兵前进，扣也出去了。
And then the third one say, onward Christian soldiers, and then swing, and then it'll go in.
他还是很喜乐啊。
And it's all very joyful.
那有的人看到孙子就喜乐啦。
And some people, when they see their grandchildren, they're
very joyful. 我的孙子哦，半睡半醒，你看，睁一只眼闭一只眼，你看哦。
And my grandchildren, they can close one eye and close one mouth.
睁一只眼闭一只眼 ，close one eye.
Oh, we'll close one eye and open the other eye.
那个小 baby 刚出生都这样子啊。
Because one baby is there, they're all like that.
每个人都有一个 enjoy 的一个 hobby， 很喜欢的。像我以前就很喜欢鸟啊。
And many people they have a source of joy. For example, my hobby was watching birds.
啊，那个鸟实在是很可爱啊。
And then the birds are really cute.
哦，可以站在你的手上面。
They can stand on your fingers.
真的，训练到最后，我没跟大家讲过，我可以让他们哦，坐在一个圈圈上面哦，然后跟着我开车，我开车看着他们这样。
And
人家是吊假鸟，我是吊真鸟哎。
In my car, there was a loop, so I would just hang my loop there, and then the real bird would be hanging, walking there, and I'd be staring at that instead of driving.
这些都是好的啦。
And all these are good.
但是有一个是更好的。
But something that is even better.
你有了这些之外，你还要再一个，就是要服侍神。
All these aside, you need a better one, which is to serve God.
因为这本身不但是一种哈，像哈比那样子，像那个休闲那样子。喜乐，它本身带有很大的意义。
And not only is this a joy that comes with being with a hobby, but rather this has some meaning behind it.
我们要学习怎么样用喜乐的心来服侍。
And so we must learn how to have a heart of joy when we serve.
我有一次那个 NYTS 我看到他们打扫的时间哦，把那个前面不是讲打扫，他们讲 fun activity， 喜乐时光。
And I saw during one NYTS, instead of writing cleaning duties, they wrote fun activities.
哎，这个很好啊！你用喜乐的心来扫厕所，很好啊。
So I thought this is good that they use a heart of joy to clean the bathrooms.
有时候我们青年哦，教会的青年有时候，他们突然想说：“哎呀，我来到教会，你看，要领会不是，要领事，又要这个煮饭，又要教阿姨啊，实在是安息没有安息。”
And so many of the youths, they will sometimes complain that first I have to lead him, then I have to teach, and then I have to cook, and then it feels like there's no rest on Sabbath.
但是我们也知道主耶稣他说，我父工作到如今，我也工作。
And so just like Jesus says, my father works, and so do I. I work as the father works.
所以我们真的是要学习啊，用喜乐的心啊，看到人家在成长，看到教会的人得益处，我们真的就喜乐的起来了。
And so we As we work, we should find joy when other people grow.
同样做件事情，你心态不一样哦，你那个果效就很不一样。
And so, in the same way, how our heart, the mentality of our heart affects the results.
所以早上叶传道说，享受咖啡的，最后站到底。
And so, just like this morning, Pastor Ye says, those who enjoy coffee shall stand to the end.
他说到这个，就让我想起读过一篇文章。
And when he said this, it reminded me of an article I read.
很多人喜欢喝咖啡的，他们说这个。麦当劳的咖啡闻起来像臭水锅里面的水。
And so, those who really are coffee connoisseurs, they say that McDonald's coffee just smells bad.
他们这就是同样喝一杯东西，就是有的人真的很会享受。
And there are those who, when they drink something, they can really savor it.
叶传道说，有的人唱诗他很会享受。
And there are those, Pastor Ye says that those who sing hymns, they know how to savor it.
所以他要我们学习祷告也很会享受。
And then he wants us to learn that when we pray, we need to savor prayer.
那我们服侍人也要学习享受。
And when we serve people, we must learn how to savor.
真的，你同样擦个厕所，你有心跟没心哦。我们同样当传道，我讲一篇道理哦，有心有爱跟没爱，那差很多哎。人看不出来，神在看啊。你真的接受的人也感受得到。
And so when we give a sermon as a pastor, when we, whether we have this heart or not, God can really see it.
那个责任感跟爱是不一样的事情。
And the sense of responsibility is very different from the sense of love.
那个表面看起来都一样。
On the surface, everything looks the same.
但是有爱啊，那个在神面前才有意义啊。
But with love, then in front of God, there is meaning.
有责任感也是可以把事情做得好的。
If you have a sense of responsibility, you can still finish the task.
但是不一定会得到神大大的同工。
But you might not receive a lot of abundance by God.
有爱又不一样了。
But with love, it is different.
所以你看那个基哈西啊。
And so if we see Gehazi.
跟以利沙他们同样在帮助苏甸妇人的孩子，他们是不一样的。
And so it is different when he was with Elijah and helping out the Shunammite woman.
以利沙跟基哈西讲说，拿着我的这个我的杖去救那个孩子。
And Elisha asked Gehazi to take his rod to go save the child.
基哈西做了。
And then Gehazi did.
把它放在孩子的旁边。
And he put the rod next to the child.
然后就没有动静啊。
And then there was no result.
报告我做了，没事，没事发生。
And then the report was, I did what you said and nothing happened.
这就是一个责任感的表现而已。
And this is only a display of responsibility.
那基哈西来了，他怎么伊丽莎来他怎么做呢
？And so what did Elisha do when he
came? 圣经讲他的手贴着孩子的手。
And so the Bible says that he put his hand within
他的眼、他的鼻、他的嘴都是对着孩子的。
His eyes, his nose, and his mouth were direct facing.
他是用这样来祷告的。
And this is how he prayed.
这个叫全人的投入。
And this is how he invested wholeheartedly.
这个叫爱心的牺牲。
And this is a sacrifice of love.
这个叫生命的交换。
This is a sacrifice of life, a switching of life.
一次没有用啊。
First time it didn't work.
再来一次。
And then I try again.
这个就是爱的服事。
And this is a service of love.
我们要以这样做喜乐，这样是更有功效的服事。
And so we need this to be our sense of joy.
那如果大家都这样做啊。
And if everyone did this.
真的可以乐上加乐啊。
Then it would be joy upon joy.
我们再把它读一次哦。
And so let's read it again.
17节。
Verse 17.
我以你们的信心为贡献的祭物，我若被浇奠在其上，也是喜乐。并且与你们众人一同喜乐，十六节，你们也照样喜乐，并且与我一同喜乐。所以工人因着信徒喜乐，信徒也因着工人喜乐啊，两个喜乐好像两条河流汇拢啊，两条河流啊交在一起了。
And so when the workers have joy and the members have joy, if you combine it, it will be like two rivers merging.
啊，这个是乐上加乐啊。
And it is joy upon joy.
啊，这个是真的很美好的事情。
And this is a wonderful thing.
我还记得我当神学生的时候。
And I remember when I was in theological school.
那时候美国有一位神学生，南美有位神学生，英国有位神学生。
At that time, there was one American student and another student from UK.
那我们跟一个传道人学习。
And we were following after another minister.
因为神学院无话不说了啊，什么感想大家都会谈的。
And so in theological school, we didn't hide anything from each other. We would share everything.
那个讲员就说：“真的看到你们来哦，我心里充满喜乐，我祷告都掉眼泪啊。”
And the speaker would tell us that seeing you guys come, it really moves me, and I would cry during my prayers.
他说看到你们来，就好像因为，就好像真的看到教会后续有人呢、啊。
And then seeing you guys here is like seeing that there is a continuance in the whole.
这个传道他已经服侍了那么久了。
This pastor has already served for a very long time.
他栽培了多少信徒
？And he has led many members.
他所栽培的信徒可以继续来做同样的工作。
And then as many members as he has led, he can continue to do this work.
这个就是在他跟那个神学生交流的时候，这个就好像这里所说的哦。
And so when he interacts with the TTP students, it's like what it says here.
两个喜乐融合在一起了。
That the two joys shall be combined together.
所以真的服事是最有价值、最喜乐的事情。
And so the servitude is our most meaningful and worthy task.
我觉得像今天可以来参加全职的哦。
And I believe those who attend full time.
你应该时间稍微怎么讲，可以分配，对不对？自己很多人可以自己分配，对不对？
You can You're more flexible in your schedules.
我们应该想想看，我们人生的方向在哪里
？And we should focus on what our where our life goals are.
我知道很多同工在地方教会已经做很多事情了。
And I know many of our holy workers they have done much in the churches.
我们希望我们不要失落，我们继续保持这样的喜乐。
And I hope we do not lose, but rather we continue to have this joy.
这是突破徒劳的服事。
And this is breakthrough labor in vain.
从急功近利到眼见服事果效的喜乐。
And so to have this joy of trying our best to serve, enjoying the fruit of the labor.
那我们再来看突破同工的障碍。
And then break through the obstacle of co-working.
我们昨天提到说，这个同工很重要。
And yesterday we mentioned how important it is to work with someone.
这个同工一加一一定是大于一的，从人的角度来想啊。
From a man's perspective, one plus one is always greater than two.
举个例子来讲。
to give an example.
你一个人收拾那些 桌子椅子啊，会觉得怎么讲，慢哦。你两个人啊，可以一起抬抬那个桌子，速度就快很多啊。所以一加一绝对不是不是，如果一个人花五分钟，不是说两个人两分半钟啊，是小于两分半钟的、啊。
And so for one person to move all the chairs and the tables, it take a while. But for two people to work together, it work significantly faster.
这个叫事半功倍了，一加一大于二。
And so this is say 1+1 is greater than 2.
但是如果同工哦，两个拉锯哦，一个要往东，一个往西哦。
But if two workers go in opposite directions,
就好像拔河一样，一个往这样拔，不只是力量的平衡而已哦。不只是零啊，一减一不只是等于零而已啊。
But if you pull on a string in two opposite directions, not only is it 1-1 is less than 0.
不，那 equal 的
one not is not only is it 1-1 equal to 0.
这个同工不同心啊，对教会上造成的伤害是很大的。这个不是零而已，这是到负数去了。
So working together but not working harmoniously causes more damage.
所以，但是很可惜的，很多人把同工这个字啊，工作这个字啊，变成攻击这个字啊，同工变成同工了、啊。
And so many people change the word from worker to co-worker to
co-attacking.
Co-attacking.
就是变成大家，因为有的人会说同行相忌啊，就是你同样一个行业的，你会彼此嫉妒啦。
And so many people say because you are working in the same field, then you will be jealous of one.
那我们要怎么样突破这样的障碍呢
？So how do we break through this obstacle?
我们看到保罗做到三点很好。
And so we see that Paul did a good job.
他能够对同工扶持。那做到能够带给同工喜乐。
And he was able to support his coworkers and bring them great joy.
他怎么做呢？我们看到他懂得称赞同工。
He knew how to praise his coworkers.
我们来看第二章的22节。
And chapter 2 verse 22.
第二章二十二节。
Chapter 2 verse 22.
但你们知道提摩太的名正，他兴放，腓立比书二章二十二节。
Chapter 2 verse 22.
他兴放福音，与我同劳，待我像儿子待父亲一样，对不对
？No，
不对啊，对啊。
Oh yes。
好，这边他称赞提摩太两点，第一个是他工作的态度。
First he praised Timothy for two things。
他的工作。
His work。
他兴旺福音，跟我一起劳苦了。
That he served with me in the gospel。
第二个，他称赞提摩太那个做人的那种真诚。
And he also praised his proven character.
他待我像儿子待父亲一样。
And he was like a son with his father.
这个都是不吝啬的赞美啦，而且在公开的哦，这是公开信哦，能够来affirm， 能够来称赞同工。
And so this was a public affirmation that saying that he was a good coworker.
那不只是这样，他还称赞以巴弗提啊。
And so he also praised Epaphroditus.
我们看二十五节
，verse 25。
然而我想。必须打发以巴弗提到你们那里去，他是我的兄弟，与我一同做工，一同当兵，是你们所差遣的，也是供给我需用的。二十六节，他很想念你们众人，并且极其难过，因为你们听见他病了。特别提到他是一个同一起做工的，一起当兵的。
And he says here that Epaphroditus was a fellow worker and fellow soldier.
意思就是说他这个人很懂得 discipline 哦，很努力的，就像阿斌哥，很节制的很努力的，有毅力的一个人呢。
And so it says this is to say that he was hardworking and disciplined and had much self-control.
并且把他的感情也表达出来了。
And he also shared his emotions.
他很难过，为什么难过
？And he was distressed. Why?
实际上不是讲他生病难过哦。
It does not say that he himself was sick but and distressed.
而是他听见你们知道他生病了难过，是因为你们知道了他难过，不是他生病难过。
But rather he was distressed because you had heard that he was sick.
就像一个留学生到国外来生病了。
Just like a foreign student who has come abroad and
你爸爸妈妈知道了
，If your parents knew,
你会难过。
You would be distressed.
不是因为你生病难过，你实在是怕爸爸妈妈担心你难过。
It's not because you are sick that you are distressed, but rather you're distressed because your parents know that you are sick.
这个是以巴弗提那种爱人的心呢、啊。
And this is the heart that Epaphroditus had.
那个保罗他都不吝啬来赞美的啦。
And then Paul does not stop his praises.
所以有时候我们适当的对人的一个肯定其实在同工之间呢、啊。能够增进彼此的和谐跟关系啊。
And so maybe some praises and affirmations among our coworkers would cause them to be closer.
在圣经里面，赞美都是归神的啦，大部分的赞美都是归神的。
In the Bible, most of the praises belong to God.
但是少数的赞美也归人哦。
But there are some praises that go to man.
所以你看那个创世纪的49章。
And if we look at Genesis,
他说犹大，你的兄弟都要赞美你。
It says that Judah, your brothers will praise you.
所以赞美归犹大。
And all praises be to Judah.
所以有时候赞美肯定归人应该适度的应该是好的。
And so praises to man with a limit is good.
但是不要把赞美带到一种恭维flattering 的那个路上哦。
But our praises should not become flattery.
这么什么叫做恭维呢？
And so what is flattery?
讲的不是实话嘛。
It is when you are telling, when you are exaggerating.
我们看箴言的27章14节。
And if we talk, look at Proverbs chapter 24 verse 17.
27章14节。
Proverbs 27 verse 14.
27章14节。
Proverbs 27 verse 14.
清早起来大声给朋友祝福的就算咒诅他。
He who blesses his friend with a loud voice rising early in the morning will be counted a curse.
他根本没做什么还没做什么啦。
He hasn't even done anything.
你就说哦你好棒哦哦你长得好漂亮哦哦你干嘛了这个他根本什么都还没做你就开始赞美他。
And he starts praising him, oh, you're so good, you're so pretty.
这个就是恭维啦。
And this is a curse.
这等于是咒诅他啦。
This is a curse.
所以我们要适度的肯定别人。
And so we must praise them with a limit.
有句话说在赞美当中成长的孩子比较有自信。
And so there's a saying that if you raise a child with praises, they will have more self-confidence.
在批评当中成长的孩子他比较苛刻也比较会批评别人。
But a child who has grown up under criticism will only know how to criticize him, have low self-confidence.
但是我们也发觉到有观察到说美国的孩子有很多的赞美有时候有过度的赞美了。
But sometimes in the US, it seems like the students have received too much praise.
我们这没有体罚嘛对不对齁不能体罚不能打嘛。
We cannot hit our children, hit our children.
但是所以我们这边大部分都是强调爱爱到最后有点溺爱了。
And so sometimes we emphasize too much love here.
我有时候跟弟兄姐妹分享，我们有时候孩子没有做什么，我们都说你好棒，你好棒这样子。
Sometimes I tell the brother, the members that sometimes we praise our children too much, saying that they are so good when they've done nothing.
尤其我们这里的文化，那个学钢琴的 recital， 其实五六岁哈。在弹的你都想要塞耳朵了真的
Sometimes when we go to concert recitals and we hear the 5 or 6-year-olds playing even it's so bad you want to
stop your ears 但是你还是哦你好棒哦你好棒哦
But we clap our hands and say oh you're so great
从第五级一直到第十级都是好棒哦好棒哦
And from the 5th level all the way to the 10th level they're so we always say we always praise them
到时候我们都教导出一些这个我们叫做草莓族啊就是教导出就是教出一些孩子变成草莓啊，草莓一样的孩子啊。
And so we train our kids to be like strawberries.
所以我们在这个SSC 跟他们讲说 ，You are strawberry.
And so at SSCs we tell them they are strawberries.
You shall learn to be guava. 你要学习做那个硬的那个。
Okay. So you should be hardened, not soft.
大家没有办法承受压力。
Many people cannot handle the pressure.
因为我们的赞美有过分了。
Because we have overdone our praises.
但是对同工适度的肯定是会突破同工的障碍。
But if we affirm and support our coworkers, it will bring us much joy.
再来，我们看到保罗也很懂得连续同工。
And we also know that Paul knew how to show mercy.
我们来看二章二十七节。
And if we look at chapter 2 verse 27,
谈到以巴弗提病了。
It talks about Epaphroditus.
二十七节
verse 27,
他实在是病了，几乎要死。
And he was sick almost unto death.
然而神连续他，不但连续他，也连续我，免得我忧上加忧啊。
And says, but God had mercy on him, and not only on him, but also on me, lest I have sorrow upon sorrow.
二十八节
28,
所以我耶和华急速打发他去，叫你们再见他。就可以喜乐，我也可以少些忧愁。
Therefore, I sent him the more eagerly that I may, when you see him again, you may rejoice, and I may be less sorrowful.
所以生病了，神连续他，那这也是神连续保罗的一种表现，医治他的病。
So when Epaphroditus was sick, God had mercy on him, and not only on him alone, but Paul.
那保罗也连续以巴弗提啊。
And so Paul also had mercy on Epaphroditus.
你的工作到此为止，赶快回家休息了哦。
He said, "Your work is already done. Go home and rest."
这个对，如果这个生病也是一种软弱了哈。
And actually, illness is a kind of weakness.
If
sickness is a kind of weakness.
人有软弱嘛，就好像人常常会生病，这个就是好像人有软弱一样哦。
And people often get sick, and it is a sense source of weakness.
我们常常会看到人的软弱多一点哦，不一定。我们看到人的软弱，常常是批评的，而不是真的连续的哦。
And so many times when we see other people's weaknesses, it is due to criticism, not because it is continuous.
我们的人性是这样子啦。
This is our human nature.
请问如果一张白纸上面点个黑点啊，
And if you had a white blank sheet of paper and you put a black dot on there.
如果这里有一张白纸，上面有黑点，我问你，你看到什么？
And if I have a sheet of paper and just a few black dots on there, what do you see?
一般人都说我看到什么？
And most people will say,
黑黑的，那有黑点。
I will see the black dots.
其实那个黑点只有跟白纸比起来，可能不到几分之几啦。
And actually,
少少的啦。
The black dots are only a small percentage of the white sheet.
但是我们就是很容易的就看到那个黑点啊，就人家白的看不到，就是容易看到人家黑的。
But it's human nature to naturally just focus in on the black dots.
所以我们对
so much white.
我们对同工的标准都比较高嘛。哎，你是神的工人啊，你是服侍的啊，你怎么可以这样子？我们常常我自己包括在内哦，我们常常很 fussy， 包括我自己在内啊。
And so too often we have too high of expectations of of the holy workers that you say ask them how can you do this or how can you do that.
那我这是我们的一个学习啊，怎么样用神的心来对待人。
And so this is a lesson in us on how we can treat others with a heart of God.
有时候我们观察到同工跌倒了。
And so many times we see that our coworkers have fallen.
我们再来谈这件事情的时候。
And then when we discuss this,
我们的心态也是很重要哦。
How we discuss it is our attitude towards this.
我们是一种学习的一种警告的一种同情的态度来看这个事情呢。
And we must have a heart of compassion and a heart of learning.
或者是觉得一种看笑话的心情来讨论这个事情呢。
Or do we discuss it with mockery or ridicule?
这个只有神知道我们的心呢。
Only God knows our hearts.
但是哦，真正怜悯的人哦。啊、真的会也是会很小心、啊
but a truly merciful person is very careful.
其实啊，任何人在那个环境当中啊，我们不一定可以做的比他更好、啊。
And actually, if any of us were in that situation, we might not have done a better job.
所以我们真的要学习连续忍。
And so we must learn how to be merciful to people.
雅各书说、哦、能够连续忍的是向审判夸胜。
And so James it says that those who know how to be merciful,
triumph.
A triumph over judgment. Mercy triumphs over judgment.
真的，你因为连续忍，你就必蒙连续了。
Because if you are merciful, then you shall receive mercy.
正也说，你遮掩人过的，寻求仁爱。你能够把人家的过错遮一遮哦。
And
真的要寻求仁爱。
And you must be merciful and cover up other people's fault.
这样就可以比较能够突破同工的障碍了。
And so you can break through the obstacle of co-working.
那你这样对同工扶持，不但这样子，最后为抵抗他生命带来喜乐。
And then not only that, but you bring them a source of joy.
我们也要敬重同工、哦、
And so we must join in the co-working.
Respect the co-worker.
Respect our co-worker.
我们来看第二章的二十九节。
And if we look at chapter 2, verse 29.
故此你们要在主里欢欢喜喜的接待他，因为以巴活体被送回去了嘛、哦。
Because Epaphroditus was already sent home.
并且要尊重这样的人。
And you must respect them.
三十节。因为他为做基督的功夫几乎致死是不顾生命的、
because for the work of Christ he came close to death
让我们也来懂得尊重、教会里面工作的人、
and we must have a respect for those who work in church
我常常看到这些所有的同工真的有圣经工人的精神
and so I often see that the holy workers in church have this attitude
你们不要问是谁、
don't ask who
真的这次来教你们的一些同工当中、有的人真的刚从医院出来因为从非洲出来之后他就读马拉利亚
And so there's some of us, some of the workers who are even here teaching us this week. They have just been released from the hospital after getting malaria in Africa.
真的是为主耶稣工作是不顾生命的。
That they do not regard their own lives when they serve God.
那别的教我不敢说，我们这耶稣教会这样的人太多太多。
And I do not know about other churches, but as for True Jesus Church, we have too many of them.
而且他们是一种喜乐的心去的啦，不会说我几乎要死哦，愁苦啊的，哎呀，不得不去，你教导我不去不行哎。不是这样子的。
And of course, they do it with a joyful heart, and they do not complain.
那其实是一种欢喜快乐的心情去的，因为我是生命在神手里了，神要我走，我就随时可以走的，没有问题的。
And they do it joyfully, without any fear for their lives, because they know that their lives are in the hands of God.
说我们要敬重同工。
And so we must respect our coworkers.
我们快乐相逢，欢喜接待。
And so we must meet and receive each other in joy.
真的，这边提到说，十九节提到说，你们要可以。见到他就可以欢喜快乐了，我也可以少些忧愁了。二十八节哦。
28 says, when you see him again, you may rejoice.
二十九节又说欢欢喜喜的接待他。
And in 29 it says, receive him with all gladness.
这个真的是喜相逢了。
And this is actually meeting and receiving each other in joy.
对啊，你看到同工哦，有时候我们在。这个传道者讲习会，看到同工真的很快乐。
And during the minister's workshop, when we all see all the coworkers, we are very joyful.
看到组内的同龄也真的很快乐。
And we are very joyful when we see many of the brothers.
我只听车长老讲他去福建。
And I heard Deacon Te when he went to Fujian.
啊，离开同龄的时候，同龄掉眼泪。
And when he left them, they were shedding tears.
啊，我还记得他说他把眼泪啊含在眼睛里面呢，把嘴巴咬得紧紧的，不敢掉出来。
And he said that he held back his tears, and he was afraid.
直到走了很远呢，他忍不住了。
And finally, after a while, he could not hold back.
那是喜乐的眼泪，根本不认识啊！第一次去福建，他怎么认识那里的人呢？
Actually, those were tears of joy. He actually did not know them. It was his first trip there.
很奇妙，我们在主内就是有这样的情感。
And very miraculously, in Christ, we have this kind of
closeness. 对工人呢，我们就是有一种。很喜乐，愿意来招待。
And to our coworkers, we are filled with joy when we see one another.
感谢主啊，我们要懂得突破同工的障碍。